Outspoken, controversial and heartfelt, John Lydon looks back on an extraordinary life in a memoir full of surprises, humour and emotion. The book's called Anger is an Energy, My Life Uncensored. And he's actually coming to the Sheffield Off the Shelf Book Festival to talk all about it at the Octagon at Western Bank on October the 15th. My name is Graham Walker, and my very special guest on the phone today to tell us all about it is none other than John himself. John, how the devil are you?
I'm all right, and there's no devil in me. My Life Uncensored, just because I couldn't quite hear you on the phone there, it sounded like you said My Wife Uncensored. Not that kind of a book. What I wanted to do here was just put a book together, you know, as you do like, because I like books, but to tell the bigger story. I mean, Johnny Rotten didn't just appear there out of nowhere. He came from something. And to make that clear to people, I think is all important, because me, like most of us, and particularly in Blighty, we're fed up of being misjudged.
I suppose people did see almost come out of nowhere and then just became the face of the punk rock scene. Yeah.
A monster. a character there that looked like kind of just completely unlivable. It got to the point where I couldn't really recognise myself with all the mythology that grew up around it, and it was nonsense. I've never run around in studded leather jackets and a mohawk. I mean, for me, clothes are good fun, but don't let the uniform take you over. And if you are in any way, shape or form understanding of what a true punk is, you'll know that he wouldn't be wearing cliched punk outfits. You know, you take it beyond that. You take everything in life beyond the expected. And underneath all that is a bloke just looking for answers. That's my life. I want answers, you know. Books give you answers.
I would have thought one of the hardest things, John, is to come up with a book title. How did you settle on Anger is an Energy?
Because that's what got me out of meningitis. When I had that when I was young, I was in a coma for nearly 4 months. And when I came out of that, I had no memory. And that was at age 7. And so for the next 4 years, I was trying to remember who I was. And the one thing that the hospital told my parents to do was to keep me angry. Because out of that anger, memories would start to occur more often. I'm no quitter. My mum and dad, they were people that absolutely instilled in me no self-pity. I'm just so glad to be alive. I mean, that was a near-death experience. I mean, I forgot everything. I forgot how to read, write, everything. Even body movements were a problem to me. I couldn't coordinate very well. Everything came back. It took a long time, but it took a lot of anger. And unfortunately, the Sex Pistols got most of it. And all of that, like, bode me well, really, in the long term. Painful as it was to go through it, but I'm here, aren't I? And so in many ways, I think I'm better off than most. It's all of those experiences that gave me the energy to do what it was I needed to do once I'd started in the Sex Pistols and then moved on to Public Image. It was those childhood experiences, and that's what I want to share with you all.
Yeah, you're more of a grumpy old man these days.
No, I don't know if I'm old. I mean, I view myself as, nearly 59 now. So it's 59 years young. I reckon I've got 100 years in me. At least that's what I'm aiming for. Anger is an energy, and you can use that anger to solve all manner of problems. That's what I do, and that's my way. I never turn it into violence, which I don't think solves anyone's problems. If anything, politically, I'm more inclined towards a Gandhi approach. You know, passive resistance. Well, my words are my bullets.
In terms of what you'll be doing when you come to Sheffield at the Off the Shelf Festival, what can fans expect that night?
Good question and answer session. Me, it's my nature, I like a good chat with anybody, anytime, about anything. And if anyone's got any questions on this book, well, they're more than welcome to put them forward, and I will answer. That's one of the things I like doing. I'm not ashamed of my life, and I don't mind dealing with it openly.
So there must be some secrets that you didn't share.
Well, I'm not going to share the really naughty, dirty, filthy ones, am I? But, I mean, there's some memories I haven't put in there, and I'll have to deal with them at another point. You know, very, very bitter, sad memories I didn't want to put too much of that in the book because it's a. I want it to be kind of uplifting rather than like, oh my God, why bother? Let's all kill ourselves.
The Sex Pistols. Looking back at that, I mean, what fond memories have you got of it?
I try to remember the good times, but obviously there are plenty of bad ones too. It was a. It all seemed to have happened so quick. It all took off and exploded all within like a year to a year and a half. But at the time, it just seemed to drag on forever. And I can still remember the moments and the times there where I was bored out of my brain. We had so many concerts cancelled, so many councils up in arms about us. I mean, we were actually even banned from Scotland by the Lord Provost.
Really?
Yes. I mean, he declared in an open statement that Scotland had enough hooligans already without importing them from south of the border.
Are you allowed back in?
Yeah. I feel very, very close with the Scots. I do. I love the country and I love the ferocious quest that they have for everything good in life. They're zealous.
Was Johnny Rotten you, or was that just a public image?
It was a side of me, definitely the angry part, in search of knowledge. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to remember everything, and I wanted more besides.
When you're not writing books, you're still producing lots of music, aren't you, and you're still on the go.
It's the thing I love most in my whole life is public image. I mean, I'm coming over to record again in the Cotswolds, a cold, wintry barn, but that's great fun. I mean, how novel. But in between that, first we'll promote a book, we'll be doing live gigs. Every now and again, we're quite happy to put out what you could quite easily call a pop song. I love pop. It's as few words as possible to get the maximum effect.
I'll tell you what, John, you'd be great on The X Factor as a judge. Would you fancy it?
No, I don't like them shows. Seem to be more about karaoke than anything else. It's all people singing other people's material. It's the kind of shows I'd appreciate would be bands or singers that write their own material. I'd find that far more thrilling.
What about some of the other reality shows like Strictly Come Dancing, stuff like that? Would you book for that?
No. I'm John. I've danced with great white sharks.
There's a campaign to try and get you knighted. Would you accept it?
No, I'm not interested in it. I love pageantry and all of that. I thought that was a splendid royal wedding. But I'm not so much into the institution of monarchy. Don't mind them as human beings, but I do mind paying for it.
So you'd turn a knighted down, would you?
Yeah, I would. I would. I don't see myself as part of that institution at all.
But it sounds good, though, Sir John Lydon, doesn't it?
No, give that to the Irishman, like Geldof.
Hey, well, rather than just coming to this book festival, are you going to have a look round it? Are you going to spend a bit of time here?
I'm going to grab as much as I can.
Yeah?
Almost like a Viking book raiding party. I'm an avid reader, and to go to a book festival to me is a joy of joys. I love books of all kinds. I love the feeling of them. I love reading the written word. I don't like it on computers or iPads. That stuff just blinds my eyes. I like the dexterity and the texture of books. And I like the self-absorption, and I love to absorb knowledge. Bingo. Hello, Johnny, at a book fest.
Right at the end of the book, I did have a look, and you said what you'd like on the epitaph. I'm not going to spoil it by telling people they can go out and buy the book, but in another way, how would you like to be best remembered?
Neighbourhood. I like that written on my tombstone.
John, it's been an absolute pleasure. I can't wait to see you. And just remind everybody again, you're going to be at the Octagon at part of the Off the Shelf Book Festival on October the 15th. John, a great pleasure. Yeah. You've gone up in my estimation even more. I didn't think that were possible. And we look forward to seeing you here in Sheffield.
Peace. Good talking to you. May the road rise. Bye bye.